Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano, and today we are in Miami. We are in a different city every day for 7 days, people. We just been in Boca Raton. We were in LA in our home studio. Oh my goodness. Every single day, a new studio, a new place. And I'm so grateful to be here. And today in the studio, I hope y'all are watching. Go to YouTube if you're not. We are with one of my gorgeous girlfriends. She is not only one of my besties, she is a celebrity concierge, celebrity booker, matchmaker, has a whole TV show coming out real soon. And she is somebody that has inspired me. And today we are gonna talk all about one of my favorite topics. Dating. Welcome to the show, Mickey.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited. Love the Law of Attraction Secrets. Hello, everyone.
I love it. I'm so happy to have you here, girl. I feel like when you and I talk, I always want a camera on us. Like, literally, that's why I'm like, we've just got to do this because I really want a camera on us all the time. So I just want to talk about the shit we actually talk about and how I guess the truth is the law of attraction does play a part in dating. You know?
A huge part of dating, because who you are, who you're showing up as in the world, what you're saying you want, what you're saying the life you want to live, it ultimately attracts the partner that you end up being with.
100%, girl. We don't attract what we want. We attract what we are. Like, you want a multimillionaire. You want an ambitious dude. You want a loving woman. How loving are you being? How ambitious are you being? You want a multimillionaire or a billionaire? It doesn't mean you have to be a billionaire. It means you got to be the energy of the billionaires. Yeah. What is deserving of it? Like, when you get into a relationship and you're like, shit, I attract a douchebag. Well, maybe you're being a douchebag. You know what I mean?
And I think a lot of that goes into like the insecurities and the healing and like, where are you at in your journey? Have you faced your past? Have you faced yourself? And it's right. It's like, for instance, I saw a meme the other day, and this guy, he got mad. He married this girl. He had a baby, and the kid was ugly. And then turns out he never saw the real her because she got $100,000 of work done on her face. And so the baby came out looking like the real her, not who she was pretending to be. And when it comes to the law of attraction, we don't attract who we are pretending to be. We attract who we are on the inside. And a lot of people don't get the person that they want because they're not that person on the inside, and they're still leading from those insecurities and those past traumas that have never even been healed.
Girl, that is so fucking true. It's true. We walk around and like, what is going on inside is really what we're attracting. So we can tell by our relationships and friendships who we really are inside.
And just realizing not everybody we meet is going to be our perfect person or our soulmate or the right one that we're going to be with. Sometimes we meet people because we need their love or their energy or their fuck ups. Sorry, I don't know if you can.
Yeah, you can swear as much as you want, girl. Okay. We swear all fucking time.
But no, you are literally attracting that because it's supposed to reveal to you something that you need to face. And it took you meeting them and connecting with their energy to reveal where you thought like, oh, I was this healed person, I'm better. But then you meet them and everything starts surfacing or starts triggering you, or you realize, no, I still need to heal that area. So sometimes people just become the stepping stones into the person you're actually supposed to be with, which is why I tell people, date. Don't stay single, because if you stay single, you're not going through the process. You're not getting those things out. Sometimes you need people to be a mirror for you to become that perfect version of yourself to attract your perfect person.
Girl, that is so good. Mic drop. But you know what's hard? Dating a twin flame. Like, before we get into that, tell us about twin flames and soulmates and all that stuff. But like, twin flames is so hard to date. It's a mirror. Like, when I have a mirror in front of me, sometimes I'm like, ah!
It's literally the most painful relationship you could ever be in, because in a twin flame relationship, there's always the runner and the chaser. Yes. And sometimes you switch roles. One person's running, the other person's chasing, and you're literally just feeling these deep, deep, deep right emotions that you can't explain. And it feels like a soulmate. You feel like, I just need this person in my life, but it's so painful, and it's constantly revealing and shedding layers of yourself. Until some people they are with their twin flame and they're able to finally get on the same page. But a lot of times people will spend lifetimes trying to get their twin flame or running from their twin flame. So I feel like if you're in a twin flame relationship, the best thing that you can do is see, how am I feeling? What am I dealing with? What new layers of myself are being exposed or shedded in this relationship? And always just be prepared to let go. I think the twin flames that end up together, they stop running, they stop chasing, they're just being. And if it works, it works, but they're never afraid to let go. So they don't have those deep, deep, deep feelings that basically handicap them. They're actually able to navigate through it.
So true. I was in a relationship and I was like, fuck, this person is chasing and I'm running, or vice versa. Like at any point, it was like horrendous. The points when it worked is when we both just went, stop the running and chasing bullshit and actually just be. Like, what is up with dudes who play hard to get and play games these days? Why do people do that? Like, what's the deal? I wanted to be able to sit down and tell you my heart with love. Like, when I like somebody, I sit and I'm like, off the rip. I'm like, I feel like we could get married.
Vulnerability is vicious nowadays. Like, literally, it's almost easier to marry someone and have a baby than to be vulnerable with them, because people are scared of themselves and you never really know which season you're meeting someone in. And so many people show up as a representative of themselves versus their authentic self. And it takes so long to get through the representative phase.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if you're showing up vulnerable and authentic from day one, it's how that representative is going to respond. And that real person is like way back somewhere. And it's like, by the time you get to that real person, it's a hit or miss if it's gonna work or it's not gonna work. But I think especially with guys, like there's this thing going on. There's like this belief system that like women just want something from you, or right. Like, what does a woman bring to the table, or what can you do for me? Which women are helpmates. We were designed to be helpmates and yeah. to help men and to build them and to, but the independent woman, like coming off as an independent woman, I was reading something the other day. Can I date a man who makes more money than me? Is it possible? Then you have egos that come into play, and it's just sometimes really hard to navigate. But I say show up vulnerable anyway mm-hmm. and just realize when someone's not ready to meet you where you are, and just release them and keep showing up vulnerable until you meet someone who's ready to show up where you are and be vulnerable back to you. And then you guys start building from that.
So true. Like, I feel like, okay, question. Would you choose love or money?
I think I've chosen both before. Now I want both.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, choosing love is always great. You want to love the person, but also realizing that love is an emotion and love is fleeting, and you're never going to love someone 100% of the time. So I may love you right now, but we may go through a really hard season to where it's not enough. Or money is great. I've had a person with money. I've had many people with money, and it's great. Money can buy happiness. Forget what they say. You can't buy you happiness. But at the end of the day, it's not enough to sustain and build a life with someone, because if the money stops coming, which money always stops coming, it's up and down. There's always those dark seasons. Will it be enough? I think the most important thing to find in a partner is someone that you like. Someone that you like waking up next to. You like doing life with them. You like talking to them. So whether you don't love them at the moment, or whether there's not money at the moment, you like that person. We're going to figure out the money, or we're going to figure out how to get back to loving each other, because I really, really like you. And it's like, it starts off from as a kid. You don't think about, oh, are you rich, or do I love you? You think about, oh, I like this girl. I like this boy. And that feeling of like and that yes. attraction is enough sometimes.
It's so true. You know what? I feel like I want someone who I am so attracted to. Bitch, I've been single the whole of 2025. If you are gonna get out the friend zone into my world, you best be the most amazing king, shining armor, riding in on your fucking horse and unicorn, and like with a pony following you, because I need to see a man who is just elevation, not fucking desperation. I need a man who is masculine. Like, I'm gonna carry on being single for the whole of 2025 until the right person steps up and is so amazing and is so loving and so worthy. Like, that's how I am these days. I'm like, I will friend zone every dude. Every single guy I meet, I'm like, bro, off the rip. And then he's like, have you already friend zoned me? I get that every time I meet someone. I'm like, yeah.
I think that's so important for women. Decide the type of lifestyle you want to have, the type of life you want to live. Do you want to stay at home? Do you want to be a boss babe? Do you want to live in fancy houses? Do you want a more simple life? Do you want to be out on the social scene? Mm-hmm. Figure out the type of life that you want to have.
Right.
And then only entertain men that can provide that lifestyle or already have that lifestyle. So yes. If I know I want to play tennis 4 times a week with my man, I'm going to start hanging out at tennis country clubs or tennis love socials that. Or going to tennis that? Matches. Well, I don't care about that. But I'm just
someone does.
But as far as lifestyle, yes, I have chosen the lifestyle I want ahead of time.
Love it.
And I have attracted the most amazing, beautiful partner, but it took me deciding exactly what I wanted, the type I wanted, type of life I wanted to live, what was truly important to me, because I think we have this long laundry list of things that we want. And people can be built, people can change, people can shift when the chemistry's right. What are the core things you can't live without? Start there and then see what you start attracting.
Let's do that. Okay, the core things I cannot live without in a relationship are, one, amazing sex.
Period.
You must be divinely blessed there. And just work it with me. Like, I need a man who's really gonna hold me. Like, I am a fucking little boss bitch. I move around fast. Like, oh my God, I sound like I'm talking about the bedroom. I need a man who's gonna be like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, just be my, you know, like, be my woman. And like, and then the other side of it where he's like caressing me. You know, I need like a real man. So that's one thing I can't live without. Two, I can't live without ambition, because I'm so ambitious. I'm a Capricorn on Capricorn on Capricorn. Like, if anyone knows what that means, my rising sun, moon, the whole thing is Cap, apart from one, which is Gemini. So I feel like I need a man who is like gonna be a part of my world in such a divine way. He's gonna show up with ambition as much as I have every single day. He's gonna be like inspiring and enabling me to be even more inspirational. Because he's inspirational. And together we are a power couple. So ambition is so important.
I think you need a Leo.
I do. Babe.
I think you need a Leo.
That's crazy you say that. Because Nyla and Rio, my babies, if you didn't know their names, they are both Leos. I only make Leos people. So I feel like I attract Leo men too. I do. I so do. The fucking massive soccer player.
You need the lion
player.
Of the jungle.
Yes,
who's going
it's
to
so true.
Rise up, but also recognize that you're a queen and you're a lioness yourself and just have that
babes,
energy.
He is a Leo. Yes, I know. And I knew it because I have never seen that many people take pictures with him all day, every day, anywhere we are.
And Leos are confident. They're confident. Yeah. They're sure on themselves. They're secure. But they also enjoy their partner being that too. Like
yes.
The lion and the lioness. And
he
as a lioness, I'm
that.
A Leo. My partner's the Leo. And so
are you serious?
I am.
Well, that makes sense about our friendship. But wait, he's a Leo too?
Yeah, my partner's a Leo too. And sometimes
I have two lions outside my front in the new home. There's a lion on either side. These big statues. That shit's crazy.
You need a Leo. Your partner is most likely a Leo.
Wow. What's it like being with, like, oh, tell me their traits.
So sometimes it's a power struggle, especially with two Leos together.
I can't even
because
imagine.
I'm an alpha woman myself.
Right.
I'm powerful. I have my own superpowers. I have my life. But then it's like the Leo man, he's a leader naturally. So he's going to lead the pride. He's going to lead the trajectory of life. But us just being able to see, okay, where's our strengths and weaknesses? And also me being able to submit, like, okay, I'm confident in your leadership, because that's mm-hmm. what men don't understand. You could be a leader all you want, but if the woman's not confident in your leadership and what you have going on, your capability to lead us into where we want to be, where we want our children to be, we're not gonna respect you. So a lot of respect, a lot of love, a lot of passion, great sex, and just us constantly building. It's okay, how do we become the strongest lioness pride in the jungle? It's amazing.
I love it.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather date someone who is very, very rich, but incredibly boring, no communication skills, or someone who only made $400,000 a year, but was incredibly communicative and emotionally available totally?
Who's hotter?
The rich one's hotter.
Oh my God, then obviously the rich one. I have to be sexually attracted to you. Like, I have to be into you and feel your vibe and your energy.
Okay, let's say they're both hot. The rich one's hotter, but they're both hot. You're physically attracted to both of them.
Yeah.
The rich one is just super boring, no communication skills. You guys cannot even talk through dinner. Completely ignores you,
yeah.
But has money. But the other one, you guys have the best conversations ever. and he totally adores you, but he only makes $400,000 a year.
Fuck. Ugh. I would go for the rich one and just bring in a side bitch who can talk to him. I would. I'd be like, listen, you're going to sit through dinner and I'll do the rest. Like, that's it. Because you can invest in my career. You can pay for my next school, for the charity that I support, where I've already built a school on my own. Now you can go and help the charity too. Like, I would use his money for the greater good. Honestly, that's the truth. But I would go for the boring one, because I would rather have a dude that is not out there flashy and fucking crazy. Even though the other one's good at communication, and that is tough, but yeah, just boring. I would just have some other like fucking people around, like the maid, like
but fucking 400,000, that's not a bad starting point. If someone's starting off at 400,000, you guys could build together, especially if you guys have great chemistry and great communication. Yeah. You could build and scale from that, make smart investments, maybe switch careers. I would rather take the person that's a great communicator, we have great chemistry, has already proven he's stable, making more money than most men in the world, and just build a fucking empire together. Yeah.
I get, you know what? I do like the idea of building an empire together, but like, I am no one's sugar mama, and I earn that a month. Like,
okay, so
if I was to be with someone who I'm going to eat for dinner, like he's going to have to be like, you know? Like, really bigger than me. Like, that's what I need. Like, I want to fuck you on a bed of cash. Like, throw it down.
So you would never date anyone who makes less money than you?
No. Categorically. It is so hard. And I have, and I funded them. And I was their sugar mama. And I don't want to be your sugar mama. Because usually I'm older than the guy. Anyway, I'm only 33. But, like, I love guys who are young. Like, I'll do a 27-year-old. Like, fuck it. I love it. But the point is, if I'm going for somebody like that, then you best be everything that I need and love and earn more than me. That's why, like, success attracts success. We end up with people who are in our league, in our realm. It's why celebrities date within celebrities. It's why Selena's with Benny. It's why Angelina was with Brad. It's why Kim was with Ye. Because you go for something that is in your same unit, your same circle. You know, you're not going to go for someone in the projects if you live in the fucking Porsche Tower in Miami.
No, that chemistry and compatibility in life is super important. So what if it's a wealthy billionaire, multi-billionaire, totally into you, but he wants to be able to see other women while he's with you?
Oh, hell no. You cannot see other women. Do I look like you need to see somebody else? Does this look like you need to have another partner, honey? No, it does not look like you need another partner.
So money is not enough, but it is a requirement.
Money is very important. It is, but what is really important is somebody who is going to adore me and worship me and be loyal to me. Loyalty is everything, because if you cheat on your wife, you will cheat on your business partner.
But is it cheating if he communicates with you?
No, that is called polygamy or whatever the fuck that is. And I don't fuck with polygamy. I do monogamy and I do it very fucking well. Like, I don't fuck with it. It's not cheating if you tell me that you want to get with other women. It's called chow, bitches. Bye. Because I'm worth a million of them. Y'all are fucking boring and basic. Like, if you feel... I cannot believe someone would have the audacity to say to me, I want to date other women at the same time as you. I cannot fathom that, because I am the baddest bitch you will ever come across. I am the best mother. I am the best wife. I am the, as you are, boo, to be fair. So we know our standards, right? If somebody told me I want to have another woman, then baby, bye. Because I hope she was worth it. That was the most expensive mistake you ever made.
I don't think it's a hardcore no for me. I think it depends on where we are in our relationship. If we've been together for like 10 years already, we're super solid, we've had our family, we've built our life, and now we're just ready to explore, then I feel
date other women?
I feel like I'd be open to a conversation and we figure out what type of situation feels the best for both of us, but it wouldn't just be a flat out no. Like the first 5 years of us together, it's a flat out no. But I think after 5 years and a solid relationship is there, I'd be open to talk about some things for both of us.
Because I might want options too.
Okay, so you're saying it's not one way. Like after 5 years, it could be both ways.
It could be both ways.
So it's like, I'm going to have a boyfriend, but here's the problem. What happens if you go and do an open relationship with your partner and then you're like, hey, I've actually fallen in love with my fuck boy. Like, what if you fall in love with your fuck boy when you're in a relationship? What do you do then?
I mean, I go with what the universe presented to me because I wouldn't have fallen in love if I was already super in love with this person. So if I fell in love with someone new, maybe it's just time for a new season.
Oh my God. See, I'm the only other woman that gets the word seasons. I truly believe that there are seasons for relationships. We have multiple soulmates in this lifetime. I just met one this weekend. For sure, like we, you know, we're not dating or anything, but I know he's a soulmate and someone I should date.
And I don't think soulmate is a one-time thing. I think there are many soulmates in life. A lot of people just like die on the throne of, I met my one soulmate, I'll never have another one. But there are many different soulmates because people aren't that different. So there are people that are very similar to you that you can mate with and connect.
Right, I agree. And I feel like a season to me is like, could be 1 year. Could be 5 years. A season really in my eyes is like a few years, like 3 to 5 years. But I could also give you 10 years or the season could be a forever season. Like we don't know that season length, but you get the season thing. Like I will give you my best and I will literally lay with you every day and look at you and say, baby, do you want to do this again? Should we do this again? You want to do this again? Because I truly believe like every day recommitting to one another is the best way to stay in a happy, harmonious, loving relationship.
No, for sure. And I feel like if I'm super in love with a partner and that is my person, I'm not going to desire anyone else and they're not going to desire anyone else. And if we decide, hey, maybe we're going to bring a girl in for a threesome or maybe we're going to like take someone fun on vacation that we're both going to enjoy. I have someone to go shopping with to hang out with. You have someone to whatever, fulfill that. Then maybe that's a thing. But I feel like if that's your person, you're not going to have that desire to even create the space to emotionally be available to fall in love with someone. So if you have that space or that gap, then if you're unsure of a relationship, I don't feel people should step out when they're unsure of their relationship. They should just leave. But if you're super, super solid and that's your person, you're not gonna desire that. So that's why it's like I'd be open to the conversation because maybe it will reveal something I need to know about that person or even myself.
Okay, my buddy's here and I just wanna know the answer. So he's called Michael Matthews, power baller, mega connector. Brings so many like cool guests on my show too. Okay, what would you do? Like, would you have a relationship and then tell the woman, yo, babe, I want to bring another woman? Like, how the fuck does that work?
It doesn't work. If I'm not serious about the girl, then that's what I do.
Whoa, that's crazy. So if you're serious about her, then you
she's mine. Wow. No, I don't even want no one looking at you. I don't even introduce her to her friends. I don't tag her on Instagram. Like, ghost. She's mine.
Ghost? Oh my God, if you hit me, bro, I would be like, hey, what the fuck?
The second I post a girl on my Instagram and I tag her, every single time, like 2,000 guys, literally, that drive the same exact car, that live in the same exact condo, are going after my girl.
Whoa.
Whether I know them or I don't, or it's just some random guy. And then there's like 10,000 guys from India literally requesting her and blowing up her DM. So I can't physically or mentally put anybody through that, especially somebody I'm super interested in. It's like,
you only show when you're engaged?
If
you get married?
If it's like that, if it's soulmates, yeah, why not? But probably not, to be honest with you. The world doesn't need to be able to, you know, DM my wife.
You know what? I get it because, like, you're not in the public eye, but you know everyone. So it's like, for you, you're very out there. You, yourself.
I'm out there, but I'm also shadow government in the same way. Yeah. So, like, the right people know me. Like, I tell people, like, a bunch of people that work at McDonald's don't know me. It's the ultra high net worth people and supermodels. That's my following, pretty much.
The important, what do you call them? UNIWs? HNWs?
Yeah.
You know, I know. That's
high net worth. So, you know, in my world, that's the people that follow me. That's the people that are dealing with me. So I try to stay in that caliber. And, you know, I don't want anybody to be able to access what I have. In my world, I basically can open doors that other people can't even knock on.
Wow.
Wow.
So having access to something that I'm not making accessible is like the most important thing to me. Love. It's like mine and you have to go through me. You know, you've seen the movie Blow with Johnny Depp. The second Diego met, Derek for real, that was it, you know?
Crazy.
The deal was done and everything went downhill. And the whole time throughout the movie, he kept him secret. And the second he introduced him, that was it. That was the end of his career. You know, everything went downhill.
Wow.
So I take that logic in my personal life and in my business. The second, you know, you leave somebody in the room, you know, whether they're your best friend or your family, you know, as you've seen, like certain family members have tried to extort their own family. Just anything could happen and it will happen. And it can happen.
Whoa.
So I try not to make it happen.
As in you see, you think there's people who actually like steal your girl?
Oh, definitely.
There's who is known for that?
That's so funny. That was like literally going to be my next question. It is so funny that he just said that because that was going to be my question. Could you be with someone if they refuse to acknowledge you on social media?
No, that's a fucking great question. So that's, I get your perspective. The truth is, as my friend, like I get it because I know you and I know, I get that. I actually get that. My guy though, mine is gonna put me on blast. Like I'm talking your fucking group chats. I'm talking your fucking boys group chat. I'll be the only one in there. You should be adding me to your Christmas list. I should be meeting your mom on day three. Like you should have proposed by like month one. Like you're 100%. And publicly, this whole thing should be online. Like, and it's not for online. It's just that you really love me and you're so good at loving me that you just want the world to know how to be a better man to that woman.
Okay, so he posts you online.
Yeah.
And like Mike said, someone who lives in the same building, drives the same car, makes $50 million more a year than your man, looks better than your man. Are you talking to that person now?
Oh, what do you mean? Like, does he post me?
Yeah, your man's posting you. And when he posted you, this person hopped in your DM and he has all these other things that your man has plus more. Are you going to give this man the time of day?
Yes. If you are posting me.
And that's like, oh Mike doesn't post his girl.
God. Like, I love being talked about by my man. Like, I love that. I don't want to be the fucking world's best hidden secret, whatever you call it. I don't want to be the world's best hidden kept fucking thing that you hide behind closed doors and you don't talk about.
So when do you expect your man to post you? At what point in the relationship do you expect him to post you?
Like the same day we met.
Okay, but here's another theory.
He should be all posting right. Me on the day we met.
Scottie Pippen posts his wife, but Michael Jordan comes and tries to holler at his wife.
Then it's over to your woman to be like, babe, listen, I'm in something. I met this amazing man that I'm now gonna marry. 24 hours ago, I met him. I love him.
In 2025, though, she might be looking at that option. As you know, the dating cycle is always churning and burning. So you might not want Michael Jordan if you're dating Scottie Pippen, but he's in your mind. And the second Scottie fucks up, you're going to go to Michael Jordan or maybe even his son. So,
Loss
you know
is my
what I'm saying?
Girl, though. Loss is my friend. Can we use a different acronym?
Right.
Oh, my God. No, but this is for real. Like, I honestly.
I'm just being real.
No,
like,
I get it. No, I wouldn't budge. When I make my decision that I am yours.
Look at Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos. She jumped ship immediately.
Immediately.
She has kids, relationship. She was with some like sports agent or something.
And left him on the spot for Jeff.
The second she looked at Jeff's eyes, she was plotting her exit.
I would never leave my man for another man. Period. I will leave you because you fucked up and you weren't the best man you could be, and I know there's better. But I would not leave you for another man. I will not cheat on you. I will not fuck you over. I will not fuck your friends. I've only had sex with two people in America because I'm British. Yes, darling, foreign bitches, we are the best.
Well, then I'd like to make a proposal.
I had a baby with one, and the other I have been dating, and he knows who he is. He's an athlete. And we've kept that very quiet. Yes, everyone, you know who he is. And everyone's like, hang on, wait, I'm confused. Why are you not public about that? Because it's very real. And it's very, I wanna, it's gonna be such a big
when it comes out, and I need it to be beautiful to the point where, in reverse of what you're saying, other bitches don't try and sabotage.
Oh, they're going
this.
To.
Exactly, but we'll be engaged by that point. He's already told my mom he wants to marry me, but we're not official people. I'm not like official. He just told my mom he wants to marry me, so I'm like, hurry the fuck
but
up,
bro. But
don't
you want to know who you're dealing with? If I'm going to invest my time, my youth, my energy into someone, if me posting you is going to make you jump ship, make you start entertaining these other options, like, I kind of want to know who I'm dealing with. I want to know, do I have a ride or die? Do I have someone I can trust? Or am I dealing with someone? And I want to find that out as fast as possible so that I can jump ship.
Yeah.
Bring who you're dating around a circle of good-looking friends of yours, and you'll see the wandering eyes.
Yeah, you know? True.
I've had that problem in the past where, you know, I date these supermodels, and they bring me around, like, 10 supermodels, and, you know, like, I'm a human. And
you
it's like,
down.
The second I say, nice to see you, she's hitting me like, oh, so you want to date her now? Why don't you take her to Bora Bora? Why don't you go do that? Take her to the Oscars. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't even know if I'm taking you to the Oscars. So I'm like, now I'm taking her to the Oscars. So I
did
just,
you take her to the Oscars?
No, I went with the president of a bank. But I take nobody. I don't take sand to the beach to the Oscars. But it's interesting. That's the thing. You know, you bring him around. You hang out. You're obviously a gorgeous woman. And, you know, when you hang out with gorgeous people, you're around other gorgeous people or super powerful, right?
Right. That's
so
what I was just saying.
You're
going
to really test your boundaries there, whether it's online or in person. You know, I mean,
so
I was front
true.
Row at Swim Week, and literally 5 different girls walking the runway, like, blew me a kiss, and, like, everybody's looking at me.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
funny.
And it's like a different girl, and, like, that's the person next to me is like, how many girls are you dating here? I'm like,
I don't know
I'm
yet.
Like, I'm like, 2 of them, I don't even know. They just seen me around. So I just think it's, you know, pretty funny.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah. No, but this is so true in today's world. The problem with dating in big cities, and by the way, I am going to actually own this and say this. The hardest city to date in America, in my opinion, is not fucking LA, it's Miami. Oh my God. Number 2 is LA, and number 3 is New York. You can kind of, LA, definitely 2 and 3, New York. And then the rest, whatever. Like,
for
no
women,
offense,
I think Arizona is hot.
Easy. It's fucking easy. I tell bitches, if you want to get married, fucking go to Kentucky, go to Nashville, get married. Well, Nashville's becoming harder. But go to the places that don't have what I'm about to describe in, and then it's a lot easier for y'all. Miami, every single street you walk on, there is a bitch with another BBL. Like, my BBL is natural. Some people's is, like, crazy. And some men want crazy, but you didn't know that till you started dating him and his eyes wandered to the bigger BBL.
Men don't marry those Miami women, though. They put them in their section. They take them to the club. They show them off. They use them to leverage to their other powerful friends that come in the city. They don't marry them. So it's like, I feel comfortable living here with my man because I know I'm not, there's no real competition here. Yeah, they're fun to look at, but also Miami girls have the reputation that they also come with. So people don't take them that seriously.
You know what? You're a man. Would you date in Miami? Like, if you found, like, a woman, I'm not from here. As I say, I am literally a fob fresh off the boat. I am a rare kind. I'm like a diamond. And if you get me, you won the biggest diamond you've ever seen in your life, and you didn't have to pay for it. So what would you say about Miami women? Like, would you date one of these, like, sexy little mamacitas?
You know,
it could be any any culture, religion, race, dogma, whatever, but they're like a cute little Miami biatch.
Well, so there's plenty of women that are naturally gorgeous here.
Yes.
So, you know, not put together like, you know, a Lego set. So I think there's plenty of gorgeous women. I personally, if you bought your fake ass, I'm out. All right. Because what else is fake? Are you, you know, did you get plastic surgery? The last thing I want is to, like, wife up a girl and she's naturally just ugly with bad
features.
Oh my
God. You were literally just talking about this. Her friend had a baby with someone and didn't recognize the kid when it came out because he never knew his wife pre the age of 25.
Right. Right. And in fact, and a guy in China sued his wife for like millions of dollars because she literally bought $1 million in plastic surgery to look like a supermodel. And the baby came out looking like Shrek. It was that bad. He wound up, you could Google it, he wound up suing her for like millions of dollars because he's like, you didn't let me know you were fugly when I first met you.
How can you sue someone?
He sued her.
Because marrying for DNA is real. I want to have the best DNA for my child. I want to know what my child's going to look like. And if you, that's misleading. That's like false information. So I feel like you should give the people the option. Like you should tell them, like, oh, these are my childhood pictures. Like I think childhood pictures are important. Because if DNA is important to you and what your kids look like is important to you, your kids are going to look like who you are.
You know what? It's so true. I make really cute babies. I have a whole cap that says, excuse me.
Oh, I can imagine.
I make cute babies. And I have been impregnated in that cap.
Wow.
And many guys have wanted me to
have their baby.
A baby. Every guy I meet literally wants to have a baby with me. I now nickname myself Baby Mama. Have you seen on my page? I'm like, my latest post, I'm like, your future baby mama. Because I am, like, every dude I meet, I don't know what it is. Do I walk around with, like, I am fertile and I'm a great mom attached to me? Like,
I know what it is.
What? I don't know what it is. They literally just, like, they want to have a baby with me. Every dude that I meet is, like, crazy. And I'm like, and then they're like, sometimes they wanna get married. Every dude I meet, he wants to marry me, wants to have my baby.
Maybe it's a new business. Baby maker.
Babe, literally, I
have the same problem.
Myself baby mama.
I have the same problem. Every girl wants to have my child, wants to create a dynasty with me, so.
Oh my God. Well, on that note, you guys, we're going to wrap this episode. It's been so fun. Our next guest is here. And if you want to hear more about dating, this is going to blow your mind because this guy just walked in with his two wives. And you know how I feel about polygamy. Oh my God. I'm so excited for this. I'll see you again next week.